Well, hello to the salubrious Mr. Moon. You are certainly clipped like a picture, wearing turquoise and blue, just like the song says. Looking so damn healthy and suave with that early 40s vibe. Strutting it so well. And you do manage to catch people's attention wherever you go. But you also struggle with that popularity thing from time to time. I think you prefer a touch of the private life. Looks like it's caused you your paranoia fit like along the way. But before we step into your life, Mr. Moon, we got to go back and find out when the moon first appeared. In a whisper, as you'd be well aware, he's not always a colorful guy. The once the adored child of loving parents. Yep, Mr. and Mrs. Stubbs. Now they were something else. Both raised in that hip scene of street music and smoky clubs. Like a dress code so sharp and natural and cool. The fabric just seemed to slip right on like it were made to fit. On the cover of Street and Magazine. And the Kid Moon, well, he got his first name a few days after being born, so he was just called Moon. And that was due to a hazy-looking halo around his face that seemed to create a certain color and spark in his eyes. One could call it mana or anointing, as the saying goes. I guess it just seemed to blanket him like an invisible cape of sorts. It gave you the feeling this kid was cut out for something special. Now, I'm not saying that was always the case, because it certainly didn't work that way every time, so I'm told. Let me tell you, the Moon lived a pretty secluded early life in spite of his parents being so popular around the dance joints in their hood, but they managed to keep him right out of the limelight altogether. In fact, some people were completely unaware he even existed. It must have been a challenge living in that close-knit community, but he grew up all right in spite of it. Then went on to mixing with the locals on the street, playing the games of the day, winning and losing, getting beaten and annoyed, then running inside to complain about things, not being fair or going his way. Why, even the fists are up and on a few times, and that's where he generally came off second best. However, he did manage to win some, simply due to his smarts. Yeah, his smarts, as he seemed to have an edge when it came to negotiating his way around the verbal clashes, where he would come up with a line or two that would throw his opponent into a level of confusion, and only then to back down, retreat. You know, one of his favorites to use in a heated moment was, he'd say this, "Did you actually hear me say that?" Or he'd say this, "Did you really see me do that?" These were winners for him most times. He'd even fool his mum regularly to get a day of school, moaning like he was flued up sick. And she'd buy it every time. And he'd get to hang out at home for the day, then get out to play when school was out. You see, Moon had a mouth, and he rehearsed that thing real good, as he knew it could gain him position and reward, so he was in on it from a very early age, and it worked beautifully for him. See, the kid had stumbled on a gift, and the moment Moon recognized that, he leaned on it to navigate and sometimes even squirm his way through life. He'd find himself in a number of difficult situations, and some quite serious too. Yet he could move his way through them with a bunch of words that could part the Red Sea and steer him straight down the middle. Yeah, straight down the middle, unscathed for a home run. Now, as Moon began to hit his teens, he was quite the young man on the street, having gathered a selected small group of friends with similar passions. They would hang the weekends together in the summer spots where the action was. And this is when he stepped up a level to a more entrepreneurial role, as he seemed to be a natural discerner of talent, and not just a musical breed, but them were the days when the streets were alive with varied and colorful activity, from music to dance to dramatic scenes. So you're flying high, like so many art forms on the block. So there was a wide choice for Moon to select from. And this would happen weekend after weekend from morning to night. So much. So he'd go to bed at night with a head full of ideas, faces, performances, all running across his mind at the same time. Moon was loaded. Never miss her, or for crying out loud. She was 17 like a movie queen. Did you see her play that scene? On the cover of Street Magazine, where she lives her dream. A foreign land, telling me he was the man. What it is I need is for him to leave, oh, for my life to bloom. He was clipped like a picture, all turquoise and blue. Don't be fooled by the colors. Without further ado, so slick and clean, wearing gabardine, not a bone that's mean. Wearing eyes of love, fitting like a glove, oh, well, he's set to swoon. Got the lips of a kisser, voice of a song. Like an angel, you can't do no wrong, Mr. Moon, Mr. Moon, Mr. Moon, Mr. Moon. So you're flying high like Mr. Moon, kicking back to the music boom. Subtle melody and escape from me, like some old jazz tune. Hear your voice in a whisper,
with my head up in the clouds, saying you'll never miss her, or for crying out loud. She was 17 like a movie queen. Did you see her play that scene? On the cover of Street Magazine, where she lives her dream. A foreign land, telling me he was the man. What it is I need is for him to leave, oh, for my life to bloom. He was clipped like a picture, all turquoise and blue. Don't be fooled by the colors. Without further ado, so slick and clean, wearing gabardine, not a bone that's mean. Wearing eyes of love, fitting like a glove, oh, well, he's set to swoon. Got the lips of a kisser, voice of a song. Walks like an angel, you can't do no wrong, Mr. Moon, Mr. Moon, Mr. Moon, Mr. Moon. Mr. Moon.